This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Teich. Thanks so much for tuning in today. As you, or maybe your dad, might attest, being a father is not always easy. But fatherhood is an especially challenging state for many men in Milwaukee's most disadvantaged neighborhoods. And so some of those men run from the challenge, leaving behind a family with no dad, often little money, and many other issues.
For the past 9 years, the Milwaukee Fatherhood Initiative has been a part of a national effort to bring fathers back to the table. Since 2006, the group has convened an annual summit to better connect fathers with resources that can help them and their families.
The 2014 summit is this Friday and Saturday, and joining us in the studio to talk more about its ambitions is Outreach Coordinator Dennis Walton, along with Membership Chairman Lewis Lee and Romiko Gray, who also works in outreach for the Fatherhood Initiative. Welcome to all of you.
Thank you for having us, man.
So you're all involved in the Fatherhood Initiative and the upcoming Fatherhood Summit. Who are you trying to reach? Who do you think needs to be at this summit?
That's a great question. Really, you know, when we the work that we do with the Milwaukee Fatherhood Initiative is really about the empowerment of fathers, you know, helping fathers to have access to information and resources that allow for them to become better men and become stronger in their families. So our mission is to help men become more committed, involved, and responsible in the lives of their children and in their families. So to answer your question, our goal is to reach all fathers. You know, it doesn't matter if you're a father who's having some issues or if you're a father who's having some great success. We want to be a bridge that brings fathers together and be the medium that allows for men to come together and fellowship around their families and their children.
You think fathers who might have felt like they've done something wrong you think it's hard for them to admit that they've made mistakes?
Well, you know, the thing is, just being a father brings, you know, poses so many challenges today. And, you know, as men, just as human beings, we all have trials and tribulations. We all have struggles. But traditionally, men who need help haven't had you know, an environment or, you know, the support that they need to be honest about reaching out. So, you know, I don't think it's so much that they don't think, you know, that they can get a second chance or things of that nature. I don't think that there's been enough outreach, you know, to let men know that there is an environment that supports them and has resources to help them improve.
What are the kinds of resources you're talking about? What when somebody goes to the Fatherhood Summit or becomes a part of the initiative, what kinds? I know you've got a bunch of different kinds of things that you especially talk about.
Right. Well, the Fatherhood Summit in particular, again, will be held Friday and Saturday, October 31st and November 1st. And we have so many different things going on to help fathers. I mean, we'll have conversations on building stronger fathers and families. We have information on linking to the new area job opportunities that are coming up in Milwaukee to help fathers who are dealing with employment issues. We have health fair screenings, you know, helping men connect to the Affordable Health Care Act. Again, job and resource fair, you'll be able to get your child support issues addressed if possible. Driver's license recovery, which is really big today.
So, yeah, talk about driver's license recovery. Why is that? I think there are probably some people listening saying, what does driver's license recovery have to do with fatherhood?
Well, you know, the thing is that when you don't have a driver's license, it obstructs your ability to move freely. And, you know, for those of us who have children and families, you know, when you have to get to your child's parent-teacher's conference, or when you have to get to your son or your daughter's basketball game or sporting event, or get to employment, or do all of the day-to-day things that consist of having a valid driver's license. You know, when men don't have that, or when individuals have, you know, don't have their license, it just hinders, you know, your movement for being able to be more effective and productive. So driver's license is a very key component to helping men stay empowered and have access to good jobs and be able to do the day-to-day things that they need to do to tend to their families.
I want to make sure I bring both of you into the conversation as well. Why has this been so important for you to be a part of?
Well, for myself, I'm actually like a success story out of the Milwaukee Fatherhood Initiative. I started 3 years ago, and I was like many men who had problems, barriers with like child support and things of that nature, couldn't get licenses and things like that. And the Fatherhood Initiative provided me with a tool to get all those things.
How did it work for you? What did you go into? How did you go into it, and what did they help you do?
Well, first, I met Dennis about 3 years ago. He seen that I was down, a brother that really wanted to make a change. And part of my problem back then was I didn't feel empowered. I didn't feel like I was the head of my household, because being that my girlfriend had to do all the work, all the labor, bringing in all the paychecks. And what got me started was just wanting to be in my community at first, just trying to make a difference in my community. And then as I started to explore the Fatherhood Initiative, that's when I learned about the other opportunities, like that I could possibly clean up my child support, catch up, that I could possibly get my record, my driver record back good. And I just started utilizing all the resources that was at the Fatherhood Initiative. I attended my first summit 3 years ago, and it was at that first summit that I attended that I just I did like a 360 change. I got a lot of things took care of at that summit. After that, I became a member, and I started encouraging other brothers, going out recruiting other brothers like myself who had problems, who thought, you know, they probably couldn't get out the hole. Because a lot of times, if you're not aware of the resources that are out there, you start to believe that there's nothing that can be done, there's no help. Meaning that, you know, there's a lot of agencies out here for women, not enough agencies out here for men. The Fatherhood Initiative provided me with the things that I needed as far as employment, just driver's license, and not only that, just making me more aware of what I could do to better my community and reach out to other brothers who had my same problems that I had. So now today, I'm glad to say 3 years later, now I'm doing the work. I'm returning the same favor that the Fatherhood should did for me. I go out, I speak to brothers who had the same issues that I was dealing with, and I try to let them, encourage them to come to the Fatherhood Initiative and give it a try, because they will help, and there's our resources that we will help you with. It's never too late to make a change. That's one thing I want to tell brothers. And I know it seems like it's hard now, but if you just put a little effort and reach out to all the resources that are here for men, I promise you, you can see a world of a difference.
You think people feel alone, like that, like they're the only people going through this?
Yeah, some people do, but because it's only because they're not aware. I don't think they're aware of the things like the Fatherhood Initiative and other father organizations. But once they become aware and they utilize, a lot of people like we've been doing this event like 9 years now. I've been a part of it for 3 years, and the turnout just keeps getting bigger and bigger. And it's partially because more brothers are becoming aware of that the resources are helping. A lot of times you have a lot of agencies and a lot of nonprofit, you know, things of that nature that say they're going to help, but they really don't help. And see, that's the difference between the Fatherhood Initiative. We really get results for the men so they can empower themselves, so they can go back and be the household, the head of their households, and do what they need to do to take care of their families.
What brought you to the Fatherhood Initiative?
I had met Dennis about five or six years ago. And when I found out about the Fatherhood Initiative, I initially didn't know what it was, but after joining and becoming a member, I just found that, just kind of piggyback off what he said, where it's like a bridge to other agencies or other things that you can, that help you, that empower you to be a father, such as, like, for me, just taking a nurturing class, not knowing how to be, you know, fathers being nurturers, because you think you just have to be this hardcore person, disciplinarian, where sometimes it's okay to say, you know what, you know, give your child a hug, or, you know, say I love you more, or don't have to be so hard on them.
You feel like a different person having gone through that?
Yes, I do, because not having a father or not growing up with my father, yeah, because I understand with my own kids that, you know, how to love them better, you know, and like I said, even with the different agencies that he have, it's he's like a bridge to, like you said, driver's license, the health screening. That's even important, you know, because as men, we're, you know, to me, we don't seem like we go to the doctor enough and get checkups. So, You know, I just think it's more or less to me a bridge to between stuff or resources that normally I haven't seen anybody help me out with or I get access to. So
I was reading that for kids who are born, I think today, I think I was reading it on the Milwaukee Fatherhood Initiative website, mm-hmm. something like 50% of white kids and 65% of African-American kids will grow up at some point without a father in their household. Is this about breaking cycles?
It's definitely about breaking cycles. You know, and again, where we live in a society and a community today where so much negativity is promoted, you know, lots of negativity is promoted. We always hear about the doom and the gloom that exists in our community. But again, organizations like the Milwaukee Fatherhood Initiative become more critical in today's time than ever, you know, as far as providing hope and inspiration. And really, when you know, just like the statistics that you just read off, when you have a 50% rate or a 65% rate of children growing up without fathers being in their household, when you look at the ripple effect of not having a father, which a lot of people really overlook the importance of having a father, you look at the condition of our communities, you look at the conditions of our schools, you look at the crime that's going on, you look at, you know, children who are growing up with the voice of not having a loving, nurturing father in their life. I was fortunate. You know, I had a mother and a father who loved me, you know, and a father in particular who I idolized and worshiped. And as a young person, it was just a natural thing to have a father in my life who loved me. And I thought that that was just something that everyone had. You know, it wasn't until years later as I became an adult where I really appreciated having my dad in my life, having that male influence who went to work every day, who showed me how to be a man, who showed me how to have respect, who instilled values in me that I'll carry on and that I'm able to pass down to my children. I am a father of three. My oldest child is 12 years old. I have a 12-year-old son, an 11-year-old daughter, and a 3-year-old son. So, you know, that's a critical age for young people. And for me as a father who's still growing and developing, how do I help them make it through today's times? How do I encourage other fathers who, you know, who have children of that age or have children, you know, make sure that their children are a success?
Well, and let me stop you there, because when you do outreach and you try to talk to these other fathers and convince them that they really ought to be a part of this, what's the case you make? How do you tell them that you know, you might have been having a hard time, but there are resources for you?
Well, see, the thing is that, you know, there are more fathers than we give credit to who are really there and who are working, you know, against all the odds to be destabilizing forces in their families. What we're doing is we're acknowledging those men. What we're doing is we're helping to give them information and resources that will allow for them to empower themselves. And what we're doing also is being on the forefront of, you know, resurrecting our community, reinstilling a value of family, men being men being personally responsible for their communities, for their children, for their families, but also, you know, the opportunity for men to get back to celebrating being a father, celebrating their children, you know, enjoying what it means to be a father instead of allowing being a father to be a burden. You know, see it as something that you celebrate, that you enjoy. You know, it's our proudest moment when our newborn babies come into the world. And then we face the challenges that the world deals with. But again, our focus is to celebrate fatherhood, encourage and support those fathers who are really looking to be more committed, involved and responsible in the lives of their children.
And, to just piggyback off something Dennis said, the problem a lot of times is it's like we're trying to empower men to make them feel like men again. You would be surprised how many men out here who want to be involved with their child's life. And it's not just because they don't do the job they're supposed to do because they don't feel empowered. Like, it's hard to face your child when you can't feed your child, you don't have a decent job or different wages, you haven't done nothing. where you feel up to standard to be in your child's life. I talk to a lot of brothers, and the main thing they always say to me is, I'll do anything for my child. I love to be with my child, but I just don't feel like a man anymore. I don't feel like I can provide for my child, or I can do the things that I want to do to make me feel like I'm the head of the household. And so what the Milwaukee Fatherhood Initiative, we specialize in empowering men, because we think that's what the problem is now today. We have so many men out here, but they don't feel like they're men. They don't feel empowered. They don't feel like they can go to work every day and bring home a decent meal to their families. So that's what we specialize in putting the man back in his place.
I wonder if one of the messages, though, is that turning it around the way you have is going to be some hard work.
It's definitely hard work. But just because it's hard doesn't mean that it's bad. You know, and our thing is that, you know, there's a new father that's emerging in today's society. You know, you had the father who was, you know, looked at as weak when he needed help, or, you know, the old traditional man of bringing home the bacon and, you know, ruling with the iron fist, where today we are evolving as fathers, and we're becoming more nurturing fathers, fathers who understand that they have to be patient with their children, patient with the mothers of their children, their wives, their spouses. How do you as a father encourage the family to be a complete team that is winning, that is successful, and everyone within the family it's a win-win situation for everyone. You know, so again, just doing the things that we have to do to be healthy fathers, nurturing ourselves, doing the things that it takes to relieve our stresses and our hurts and our pains, but also being there and being good listeners to our children, to our spouses, to our mates, and bringing, you know, the proper balance to the family structure.
And yeah, just to kind of go by what he said, I think, like with any organization that you have to make it relatable to people, and who we're trying to reach as fathers, we just make it relatable to them, such as, like you said, with the employment, child support. I know child support is a big thing where men feel less empowered because they don't know their rights. Through the Fatherhood Initiative, we have access to, you know, people that can talk to you regarding it, so you can know your rights. And to me, that is very important, because as a man, to feel less than is a hurtful thing, and so it does, you do get to a point where you don't want to be in your child's life, not because you don't want to, but, you know, I guess you feel less than, and having access to that information empowers you to say, well, you know what, I can do this, I can go down here, I can go down to child support and say, well, you know, make arrangements to get things paid and make it where it's affordable to me, where I can still provide for my family and take care of myself first and foremost. Because if I can't take care of me, then it'd be hard for me to take care of you.
Yeah. And then the thing is that, you know, we are really encouraging and promoting personal responsibility. You know, when you bring when you father a child and bring a child into this world, it's your responsibility. Regardless of circumstance or issues that you're dealing with, you know, you're going to have to fight through those things and be personally responsible for the decisions that you've made, the children that you've brought into this world, their safety, you know, their upbringing, and just, you know, doing what it takes to become a better man, a better father. A lot of times we get to a point where we think that we know what's going on or we've learned it all, but being a father, you have the opportunity to be a better father every day. Fatherhood is something that, again, you have to celebrate and encourage and nurture. It's a skill, you know, so you're going to make some mistakes, and that's fine. Just being responsible and owning up to those mistakes, you know, is what's going to make the difference. So when I talk about celebrating fatherhood, the Milwaukee Fatherhood Initiative, again, one of the reasons why I really love this organization and the work that we do is because it allows for men to come together and fellowship around an issue that we traditionally don't get a chance to talk about, something that's intimate and personal, which is our families. You know, so if you have a daughter, if you have a son, you know, it doesn't matter what color you are. When you're a father, it doesn't matter what color you are, what, you know, how old you are. You know, a father is a father. So it allows for us to fellowship with men and have that commonality and that bond. If you're not a father, you have the potential to become one. There are many different fathers that have all different types of experiences with parenting and with being a father, as far as the ups, the downs, the joys, you know, the great things. So when we can bring men together to have a healthy discussion about their families, about their children, and what it takes for them to be better men, you know, it's just a beautiful thing to see that type of fellowship and create that type of bond and unity in our community. And we believe that through fatherhood, we will be able to empower our community as a whole. When we get men to celebrating family and their children again, and we reset the standards and the values as far as what that means, we see a great situation as far as our communities turning around here in the city of Milwaukee.
Well, it is really important stuff, and best of luck this weekend on the Fatherhood Summit and in all the work you do. Thank you so much, all of you, for spending some time with us.
No, thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
And you know, again, it is people like yourself, you know, 89.7, The Lake Effect, you know, people in the media who reach out to us and are willing to promote the positive things that we're doing is what's going to make all the difference in the world. So we definitely thank you, man, for the encouragement and the support.
Well, we thank you so much for the work.
Thank you.
Romeo Gray, Lewis Lee, and Dennis Walton are with the Milwaukee Fatherhood Initiative, which is organizing the 2014 Milwaukee Fatherhood Summit. It's taking place this Friday and Saturday at Destiny Youth Plaza on North 76th Street. There's a link to more information at wuwm.com/lakeeffect.
Coming up next, the second part of our week-long series that takes us behind the scenes with the next generation of professional ballet dancers. Stay tuned. This is Lake Effect from WUWM.